Today, we're talking about something I believe every woman needs to hear. Whether you're in the early stages of building your business or you're pivoting to something that feels more aligned with who you are and the lifestyle that you want to live. I'm calling this one the three C's of building a business you love. Capability, capacity, and commitment. If you've been wondering why you feel stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure about your next move, this episode is going to help you to pause, take inventory, and move forward with clarity. Hey friends, and welcome back to the Thrivepreneur Podcast, the space for high potential women who are ready to rise from the burnout to boldness as they transition from corporate into entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach, former corporate business coach turned trauma-informed business coach, helping women just like you build service-based businesses without the burnout, the overwhelm, or starting from scratch. Every Thriving Thursday, we're going to be talking about business strategies, emotional resilience, and mindset to help you thrive in your purpose, gain those profits, and do it with peace. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's start with capability. Do you have the skills? Capability is about skills, knowledge, and tools you need to actually do the work of building the business that you love. That means learning how to price what it is that you offer to the public, structuring the programs within your business or the offers or what it is that you offer, setting up your systems, and marketing with integrity. I think that's important, especially in this day and age when we have so many people copying each other, and it's just interesting. The thing is, many women think something may be wrong with them when really they just haven't been taught the business side of things. You might be very excellent at what it is that you do, but running a business can require different set of skills. In Proverbs 4:7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing, and therefore get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. To build well, you need to get understanding. And that is understanding of your current skill sets, what skill sets you might be deficient in and need to grow. It could include technical skills that would help you to put together what it is that you're going to be offering to the public, how to track your numbers, how to keep on top of clients. It could also include strategic thinking. So that's like setting your goals, prioritizing what matters, and then making decisions to move your business forward. And then leadership and communication skills. Leading yourself, having the self-discipline. When you're an employee, you kind of have some parameters already set for you, so you don't have to make those decisions. But when you become the entrepreneur or the CEO of your own business, then you're making all of those decisions at this point. And how to handle providing feedback to your team, how to make sure that you have the right people on your team to support you. All of these things go into your capacity or capability, I should say. We haven't got there yet. I'm moving ahead of us. And to make sure that you're building well, you want to make sure you have all of these. So here's what I want you to ask yourself. Do I need to grow my skills so I can show up more confidently and more competently as a business owner? And if you answered yes, then oftentimes this means that you might need to get the support, the training, or the mentorship. Now let's look at capacity. Do you have the space? You may have all the skills in the world, but if your plate is too full, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, you won't have the space to build or to grow. Capacity includes your energy, your focus, your ability to hold more clients, more responsibility, more visibility. A lot of people talk about how they want to scale their business and grow their business, but all of these things come into play. In order to build that capacity, you have to make room for it. And sometimes it's not that we lack the ambition, it's that we don't have the capacity. It's hard to build when you're burned out. And a lot of entrepreneurs I see are operating in this perpetual space of burned out. And here's where I want to talk about, you know, making sure that you have a business that honors your nervous system. Rest is actually a good thing. And our life should have some kind of rhythm for grace. There are some times where you have more energy to do some things, and there's times when you don't. So you have to take all of that in consideration. In Matthew 11:28-30, it reminds us that Jesus' word says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burdens is light." Rest isn't you aren't being lazy. It's actually should be a part of your strategy. Building capacity includes incorporating rest as part of your overall business strategy. Capacity creates an ability for you to know when to slow down and when to, you know, put the foot on the pedal and go full speed ahead. So for this one, I want you to ask yourself, where do I need to make room so that I can expand and grow? Now we're going to look at commitment. Are you willing to keep showing up? Commitment means doing the work even when it's hard. Even when the results are slow, even when you're tired of pivoting, this is where your why has to be rooted in something stronger than likes on social media, followers on social media, or even your income goal. I know that sometimes money can be a great motivator, but it has to be something greater than just making more money or, you know, the bottom line being money. Commitment is about faithfulness. It's about obedience to the assignment that God has placed before you. It's about staying true to what it is that you said you was going to do. It's about staying the course even when fear and the fear of failure shows its ugly face and try to convince you to give up. Galatians 6:9 says that let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So don't give up. Keep going even when it gets hard. Don't give up. You don't need hype. You just need to stay the course. Remember your why. And let that be your anchor for continuing to go full speed ahead when you're supposed to. Remember the grace we talked about before. So when you need that grace, tap into it. So ask yourself this: am I truly committed to this vision? Or am I just hopping on the bandwagon that, you know, everybody's an entrepreneur, everybody's a coach, whatever? Or am I just hoping that it'll work out quickly and easily? So as I wrap up today, I want to leave you with these thoughts. Don't build alone. If you want to build a business that you love, one that feels aligned with who you truly are, one that is healthy, a healthy business financially, you are healthy because you are allowing yourself to have that grace, and one that is sustainable, one that you will have for many years and potentially can have a business that you can hand down to generations after you. Check to see if you have these three things. One is capability. Do you have the skills that are necessary to build the business that you love? Two, do you have the space emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of those things? And then third, commitment. What's your commitment like? Do you have the staying power when things get tough, when the clients aren't coming, when the phone isn't ringing like you think it should, you're not getting the responses, you're not hitting your benchmark, your goals? Do you have the staying power? And I want you to think about this. You don't have to actually do it alone. In my coaching program, this is exactly why I created the Thrivepreneur Tribe. It's a supportive community where high potential women can turn their potential, their high potential, into high achievement. We come together, we grow in our businesses without burnout, without overwhelm, and we use our skill sets that we currently have as the launching pad for our businesses. So we're not starting from scratch. So if you want to build capacity, you want to build your capability, you want to build that commitment, maybe you're saying to yourself, hey, I'm not there yet. Inside the tribe, the Thrivepreneur Tribe, you'll be able to build your capability, your capacity, and deepen your commitment to the calling that you feel like God has placed on your life to build this business that's going to touch so many different people's lives. So if you're ready to take that next step, I want to invite you personally to come and join us. Be a part of the tribe. Now, we used to have this as a free community. It's now a paid community because we have heard from you guys. We listened and we responded. You guys said you wanted more support in the tribe. And so now it's a paid community where you get more support, more hands-on coaching, where you can have the sisterhood and be around like-minded women that understand your journey, who are also on the same journey. Some of them may be further along than you. Some may be not as far along as you, but everyone supports each other in this community. So you never have to do it alone. You were never meant to build what God has placed on the inside of you alone. You were not meant to survive. You were meant to thrive. If you've enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend. Leave us a review, a 5-star review, so that other women can find us and also get this good information about thriving and entrepreneurship. If you want high-level coaching and a community where you can thrive in your entrepreneurship, I would love for you to join us in the Thrivepreneur Tribe, where we offer a high level of coaching to help coach you every step of the way so that you can either start your business, or if you're already a business owner, we can help you grow your business. So until next time, as I always say, why survive when you can thrive?